conducing. And as a matter of fact, the conducing. If you make, what do you do? You say a head. If after he gets well, he or she refuses to remarry one another, the person who refuses is a head. Or loses the mask, the deposit. So, but the get is a get. The get, you don't touch the get.
They don't have a chance to do anything else.
You don't touch the get at all. The get remains in full because it was given the lab that that's now. The lab that is now.
So when the Rebbe says the man wants to make some conditions, he wants to let the secular get, the divorce should go through, and this, he wants certain things. So the Rav says that, don't worry, the get is a good get. I'm the Shalia. Give the get, or I'm the
scoundrel.
That's it.
I can't do that. This here a new way. You take a mashko, and then...
You take a mashko, but like this, you see exactly, this is it, what the Rama says, the takone was not to make any condition, that I'll give it a get after the silver bowl goes through. Then I make a condition, not allowed to make any condition.
Yeah.
That's it. That's if you make a condition, it's a chasod in crisis.
Yeah.
But if you don't make a condition, that's it.
Maybe it's a chasson in Breira.
It says in. The din is, for example, let's see, do we have it here in this seminar or later? Probably later. Let's see, we have a shayla. I told you, Rabbi, the Gemara says, Rabbi, I warned the people. Also, if he wants to give a get out now, he warned him, don't mention the tnai before the get is written. Don't mention it. Because if you mention it, then the get is written out now. Which means, if the tnai comes through, then the get is valid. Otherwise, the get is not valid. So the ta'in have brera. And we have brera, but the rice, we don't follow, there are no brera. So when you write get, there has to be without any conditions attached to it. That's a problem. You pass the law. If you make a get at night, the night should be made by the Nisira. Nisira says he gives it a get, then he stipulates the conditions. But not before. Not before it's written. While it's written, there has to be no conditions attached.
It's just the document, the get has to be explicit. Yes. The giving doesn't have to be so much explicit.
The giving, that's what you said, that if you make it now, it's only by the Messiah.
Yeah. So still,
we'll soon have it. In Kufman Zion, we have all that. In Kufman Zion, we have it. Kufman Bob, Kufman Zion, Kufman Zion. We'll soon have it. Anyway. The Takonis of the Rime Paris was that a get should the Koyle gives the get to his wife without any conditions whatsoever. So the Mele, so they are divorced. If they are divorced, when it gets better, all right, if one of the two refuses to remarry the other, it's very unfortunate. But I wanted to make sure that this should not happen. Because after all, the sick person, he wants to be assured that, you know, he won't be alone. So in that case, what we do is there's a chedam achilles. You should know that if you don't marry him, if you refuse to marry him, you'll be a chedam.
I would assume that won't remarry her.
So that will be a threat for the person, that the person will eventually remarry if the patient gets well. Or to deposit a large sum of money, whatever they can afford, and if you don't live up to it, then you'll lose all that money.
Why is there creases? I don't see any creases. It's on the new kedushin.
Did he make any provision for a koyim?
You can't help. This will help. Won't help.
Right.
Or not only a koyim. It's root of the matter in every case. But a person is so sick that he expects to die, and he wants to save it from a chalitza. you stipulate to him, you know, he hopes that he'll get better. He hopes. But if you make a get without any provisions, he'll feel ashamed.
You want to hold out
some
hope for
him. He's cut off and go together. And you have to consider the
psychological
implications. Yeah. In that case, or in the case of a Koyen, the Ramos says, then instead of giving a get, like the Rima Paris demands, a get without tonight, you get a get with a tonight, a matter, no matter, the three, like we said, that's all.
So basically, it's no worse than any like having different financial arrangements they have afterwards. Really, the Rebbe is saying that in each idea, you should be a priestess completely between husband and wife.
Yeah. That's what the Rima Paris demands.
Yeah. Some financial arrangements or deals, or just a deal that was made, that doesn't affect the get.
Does not affect the get.
Now, what does a cherem have to do with it?
Cherem achilles is, the kehillas have the power.
Kehillas means one individual kehill, or was it or the
union
of kehillas?
Particularly in those days it was kehillas, because in those days there was the vat arba rotsis.
Right.
And the vat arba rotsis, when they passed a law, that in a person who does this and this, is in a cherem. Had him for all the kings together.
Put a wanted poster on the wall.
Yeah. Now the shayla is,
we don't have a shayla. Where was the window there?
Today, accept those that are discontinued, who did it, like the Rabbanon themselves. Because when they issued a cherem against one, the other put a cherem against the other. See, the water done has no value at all. See, the snagdom against Hasidim, the Hasidim against the snagdom, it's satna, it's very silly. So it lost its strength.
Those are the only two exceptions. Now, what about if you had a very tough case?
I had a case. I think I told you that. The man went into the army. And he felt, he wasn't that quiet, so by right he could have given that. He could have given a gift.
Without a name, without a knife.
But then he married him. But a person goes into the war, and it's the tear of das, you know. You doom him right now. He feels as if he's doomed. So we talk about Afnat. All the three, you know, we took care of all the aspects. Okay. Ishish and Isgar Shalt Nai, Omei Sabal, Anaya Aloch, she was divorced Shalt Nai. So, and the husband dies, then the Tnai is Mekuyim, consequently the get retroactively goes into effect, she is Amogoreshish. Amogoreshish. So the Shaila is, so the Enitz Rikhal is Abalolam. There's no need for her to sit shiva, there's no need for her to express any availus. Because she's not her husband. She's divorced from him. Avol ein isha b'dova im retzene lahachmir al atzma. If she wants to be lahachma al atzma, lift the soul of the letzei sacha mitzvah, she wants to go to the funeral, she wants to shed tears. That's permissible. They say only that, but not to sit shiva, not to cut fear. Because
the people get the wrong
effect that she's not a grusha, and then she marries without a chalitza.
But what about the fact that we're saying that we're not talking just with a sick person, not about any person, right?
Yes.
So in the case of...
How about any person?
What?
What do you mean by that?
We're talking about...
he's a sick person, he gave a get.
Yeah.
I gave a get of nine.
Yeah.
In
the basic clothes they're going to be buried next to each other.
She doesn't have any children here. They're buried next to each other. Yeah.
And Taka, he did it for her favor. So there shouldn't be, so we're so mocked
on she's alive.
Didn't we discuss last year that they'll be buried? She'll be buried next to him if they had children. And obviously they didn't have children because you heard about
divorce.
That's only if she remarried.
We're talking about with remarried.
She didn't remarry. If she didn't remarry.
You don't know that at this stage.
Right. She didn't remarry. Yeah, she died. She didn't marry yet. There is a connection between them, I'm trying to say. Even though the get was given, the fact that there was given at this circumstances, there was an understanding and a friendship between them. So obviously, she has the...
What's the shayla? Yeah, I'm not a shayla.
Yeah.
Suppose Mr. X dies and is buried, and then Mr. Y's wife dies, and there is no cave in the entire cemetery.
Except next to this guy.
Except that cave is available. And the shochan is willing to forfeit that cave. Don't we bury her near a fender?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. But there's no there. That's a loch. Yeah, but Hasidim, they even had separate
men for men and separate for women.
Because of the loch, there's no, after they're dead, there's no, all that is
yet. So
now, yeah.
Maybe the Hasidim in this world.
So much good, and even the next summer is here.
That went to its thing. Now let me tell you first of all.
It's Rikol Isabel.
She doesn't have to. If she wants,
she doesn't have a bevelis. There's no din anymore.
Well, about Enitz Rikol Isabel, they say here. I think they bring back Reinen. Not only Enitz Rikol, but she is a Sudel Isabel. She should not sit shiva. She should not cut kriya, because in that case, there would be the implication that a get was not a get. And then if she remarried without chalitza, they'll say there it is. So she should not. Okay. Now, what I want to tell you is that this seed caused a lot of consternation in the 16th century. There was one of the famous fights in Halofi, between the Maram Lublin and the Sma, both of them were in Lemberg, in the booth, there were several cases which is very, and one of the cases was a case with this. There was a get, but after knowing, just like the Rima Paris order, and afterwards he got better, and he wanted to remarry, and she refused. He gave the get. He gave the get without a tnai. And she refused. She apparently gave mashkoinis, and she was willing to forfeit the mashkoinis.
The woman, okay.
The parents,
take the jewelry.
And she didn't want him, that's all. She couldn't help while he was alive. He refused to give her a gift. She couldn't help it. Now that she has a
dead woman,
she doesn't want to marry him back again. So she's perfectly much gone. So the shaila is, and suppose even if she would be willing to be under chayre, be not to marry him, she can't stand him anymore. So the shaila is, is she a takar elit? Could she get married to anyone else?
Mainly,
but that the implication is it's a get without a tnai, and the get is valid.
Yeah, but she can
pay them. If there's a chayr, suppose you get much money. I don't remember the details.
What's the kasha
then? No,
the kasha is that a man on the bling, the maram on the bling, he had given shetlet and showed a lot of rise, even though the others went along with a smile, but he has proofs to show that even though he gave a get without a tnai, didn't stipulate, but in his mind,
but doesn't make any good with you. Yeah, we had that whole discussion a few weeks ago, that really he
meant a mati.
But doesn't do any good with you, man.
Well, that's it. So he has rias. If he doesn't give a get, he gave a get while he was in bed.
He gave the get for her.
He was a sinner.
This is for his.
Yeah, but not a little osur. Not a little osur. So therefore, anyway, the maram of the emes.
Yeah, we were talking before. We were talking about money before, the others before. He said, but doesn't matter what happened to Shas Weiss. He said it. He didn't say it. He didn't say it.
He didn't say it. So that's why most of them are like the smile. Yeah. They go along with it.
Yeah.
And from the Ramo also we get that impression. The Maram Lublin was not too far away from the Ramo. Maybe there was 50 years difference. So, I mean, the Ramo, as far as the Maram Lublin, maybe today, I don't think any Rav would dare differ with the Ramo. But the Maram Lublin was Adam Gogol, and he was pretty close to the Ramo. So he dared differ with them more, in other words. And he claimed that even though he gave a stam get, that he was interpreting what the Rimi Paris meant with his takone. What he meant with his takone. Anyway, there are 4 years in that machlekes. After all this occurs, reoccurs quite often. Such stories happen very often. They are sama machmir, you know, sama machmir, that even though the get is given the stam, maybe the Maram Lublin is right that they meant it only in mati, you know, it's only unconditional. Yeah,
but
and if he gets well...
Couldn't he claim that they were setting a dangerous precedent? Because then the next time such a thing would come across, the next woman would also not live up to it, because you have a case already.
So in other words, the most thing you can do is instead of giving a get the stam, they give a get, but if not, there's no problem.
Show it, But I don't understand. How could you undo the fact that he gave the get? We don't have whatever you want. Maybe that wasn't
Kavana,
maybe this, maybe
that.
He didn't say it.
Well, that's what I said, but I'm going to have to look into the
truth
here. That he claimed she needs chalitza. That's what he meant. That's what he demanded, was
chalitza.
Yeah, because there was no chain.
You want to say that this was not just Stam and Umdina, but it was because of Shivnava?
Because he was on the bed, Johnny.
But any other type of thing.
I
explained later on that I had the other...
No, of course not.
No.
But yet, don't go into
it. It's a Shkimmer.
It
was a Mashkin.
And there was...
So we said...
Someone wants to make that distinction here, as you indicated before. If it's Allah, if there is Chayram Achilles, then a Chayram Achilles, there should be a Chayram. There should be a Chayram. So what is it? So therefore, if you're approaching the Tam Chayram Achilles, then it's a Shvacha Hetra. Shvacha Hetra. But if it's Mashkonis, and she forfeits the Mashkonis. In other words, Chayram Achilles, even if she says, I don't mind to be in Chayram. I don't want to marry her. So nevertheless, Chedem is too serious a matter. But Mashkonis, if she forfeits the Mashkonis,
take it. It's a matter for what? For us to let her do it.
Yeah, she doesn't say that. She wants to be the boss.
You're going to force her to accept Kedushin.
She doesn't want to get remarried.
You
can
force her to accept Kedushin.
To be what?
He's trying to say you can force her to
accept Kedushin. Mahcherem. Yeah, that the Mele, now that would be that the Cherem would call, would be so strong like the Maram Lebrim maintains, that the get was a condition. The male the get can get. If he got well, the get is no get. This is it. This is what I try to make that distinction. If you approach from Tam Chayim Achilles, the get is no get, like the Maram Lebrim time. But if it's Mashkonis, and she fought with the Mashkonis, in that case, the get is a get. So you have this approach also. You have, as I said, it became a kosher lover. It was a famous machlokes, one of the, like the cleaver get, you mentioned something like it. It became a bone of contention, very, very serious. So...
What happened in the end to you?
In the end, I mean, there was that particular case, but the machlokes remained there.
What happened?
Most of them hold with a smile.
What happened in that case, or what happened in that case?
I don't know what happened, but most of them hold like the Sma, like the Poshek Shaf and Ramo, the get is a get. The get is a get. But you don't like to shove aside the Maram Lebrim. I'm not going to go. Okay.
What should have happened there is he should have been forced to give another get. I mean, why should you
want to hang her up?
He wants to
hang her up, right?
Right. So why should you force him to give another get?
Why?
Because
we want to let her get off already.
Why do you want to let her? He would.
He doesn't want to let her get off.
She's insane. If she's insane,
she's not. She's doing
anything.
You understand what happened here?
Good. I understand what happened here. But she's also
money.
Yeah.
She's bringing the money for money. She's doing the field costa. He's not doing field costa. It's a gamble. You didn't make it tonight, so it's a gamble. Now you're pining me...
Did they go and ask, since the man was still alive, did they go and ask him what his machshava was in this case?
That's what he pining
it. And he pining it.
That's what he wants. But real money was put up. Wasn't it Stamazoy? If it was a Stamazoy, why did you put real money for? Because you really meant it.
She put up the money.
As a result, someone says, when a gentleman parties says, I get out ash. Loyal now, that he should stipulate clearly.
Uh-huh.
I give it to you with adat now. That even if you should decide to go against it, it's still
the Rebbe always says.
The Rebbe would have had the one word written after.
That's
it brings you the physical chivalry there.
Yeah, but even though he said it, though, even though he said it, although he's tying out
in that. That's all right, but he can't tie it. Then
you
can't tie
him. Now, if he said it, the parents, you know.
Then no, so we don't know when you're telling the truth.
He's just trying to be cruel.
But that's so unlikely to take a man who's sick in bed and expect to die to say all that. That should be a get even. It's not realistic. Okay, let's see the next seed. See future. Shimra shenosim get li echot.
Achir.
Yelacher, that's right. Yelacher. The Omar, the Shimon Lacher, the Omar loy zechi ishti. Today, shall I people if may yavim? ומייס קוידים שיגיע ליודו הרי זה סופק מגורשת זה הולץ עולה מסבן
אולי מונד דום, הייתם השליח קבלו?
השליח בסייל, נו, הרבה זיקוי What's the shaila? The shaila is if he is, for example, if he is sick, and he gave the shaila is if he is a sick man in general, not that he is about to die, but and she abhors being his wife. And if he gives her a get of the schia and the ziku, so the shaila is little boso. The derech klal. Why can't a baal give a get and be mezakeh the get? Because zochel odem shle b'fona, bein chovel odem ele b'fona. If she is not here, and this is a chayf, a get is a chayf for a woman. Tav lemeisiv kandu, lemeisiv amr. So therefore, a woman prefers to be called Mrs., to be attached, even if it's only the name.
Right.
Even if it's only the name. Yeah, that is every name. Consequently, if he gives gets her someone to be zecha for her, maybe she doesn't want it. And even if she expressed once a wish that way, maybe she has charot at the time, you know, we never know whether it's a schus for her or it's a choy for her. Consequently, there's no din of schia baget, except when he can marry her anyway. He can't live with her anyway, be din of Torah. We said it, let's say if she's mezana. So chasuda labar. So what good is it? Then, and she lives with some other guy. Then it's a pure schus. In that case, we make a mezecher. But otherwise, we're not mezakeh aget for her. Yeah, no, so the Gemara asks, Ashayla, suppose he's a shchid marah. Suppose he's a shchid marah. If he's sick, now, it's to her benefit. It is to her benefit to be divorced. What would happen, let's say, if the divorce of the get would not come into being, and he dies without children, so the brother-in-law would marry her. Maybe the brother-in-law is a tall, healthy specimen, and she would like to, she loves him, she would rather be married to the brother-in-law. Then the get is a choif. Once she is the get from her husband, she'll never be allowed to marry her brother-in-law. So for her, it would be better not to be divorced. Uh-huh. So this is the shy.
Why do we have to assume that? I thought we always considered a Yibum as a choy.
No, we are taking. No, if let's say the man is already married, so the likelihood that he should marry be Miyabim her is almost nil. I mean, it's very little. So in that case, it would be better for her to not to have to go through the chalitz procedure. Agav chalitz, all right. So then in that case, it would be better for her to be divorced and not need chalitz. But if he is available, she would rather have her brother-in-law. And therefore, giving her a get before he died, before her husband, is got a chayk, not schus. Anyway, the Gemara says, I bought the Layushit. So the Rashad, the Taz, and they point out that Rashad also said it. Today we don't allow even anyway. So in that case.
The Svadim do.
The Ashkenazim. We don't allow the Yivam. So in that case, I can't say it's a Choy because she loves that brother.
Not
a man anyway. So therefore, why should it be a... Why should be Sofik Mugaresh? Why shouldn't it be Zach? It's a schus for her. It's a schus for her. Lule de Mistafin. Lule de Mistafin, if I wouldn't be afraid to go against them, I would say that today this halacha doesn't apply.
Yeah,
doesn't apply. But they maintain that the Yevit, if he did say Zuchi, the husband, while sick in bed, gave a get to somebody and says, "Do you say how to get by my wife?" But the Yevit, and he died, it would be for her as Kuz. She would not need Khalid. Anyway, he wouldn't be matter, but I don't know, but that's what he hesitated. And the Taz apparently wasn't aware that the Rashal already said to him, he thought it's his own own fault.
He's conservative, and they believe that Yibun is an archaic law, right?
They believe the Gansa Trif is archaic.
Yeah, but I'm saying, especially in such a case.
Yeah.
The case is woman
grandfather.
She was Zukuka, the Yuvan, but instead she got married to another man. And she had children with him. Why would Gansa have children with her?
Why is that again? I didn't get
it. Yeah. This woman, the Yuvan, yeah. Told her, Yuvan, it doesn't apply to us.
It apply to us.
And you don't need a Khalifa, you don't need anything. Go ahead and marry. She went ahead and she got married.
Yeah.
No problem. She had children and everything. Why we consider the children, why we consider them?
Well, the children are not mamzerim because it's only allowed.
Mm-hmm.
She only had the krisu, the children are mamzerim.
Only the
krisu. But not the hadalav.
Uh-huh.
And but that hadalav, in a certain sense, the love from the sea, Eishra Mesa Chutzah, that she's not allowed to marry anyone without Ima Khalifa. But it's a shita that it's in a certain sense that the kedushin are not even chal.
Oh,
it's the kedushin of the second one, not chal. But you can make a nation sishar.
You can make a sishar.
Therefore, it's only allowed. Chazalam, the kids are not manzera. The only thing that's shy about it is the kedushin. Chal
Eishan. Yeah. Let's say she's already married to another man. And she becomes from and she gets her chalitza from her ex brother-in-law. Is she still allowed to remain married to her husband?
A knas.
She's not allowed.
They married.
So she needs chalitza.
In Abkhila, that's a merabonet, Ashtetza. I had a case of chalitza like that, and she refused to take chalitza for years. The brother-in-law was willing to give a chalitza, and she refused. And she lived with that man for a long year. Finally, she agreed to take the chalitza. But she doesn't want to separate. She wants from her husband. She went to ask Reb Moshe. Who went to ask Reb Moshe? Yeah. I think I told you that.
Yeah.
No, I said it without knowing Reb Moshe. I said, look, it's neat, but let's have the chalitza. Meanwhile, there's a love, of course. And that's what Reb Moshe also said. Yes. But the Chachilah will say that they should be divorced and never remarried. It's also
and a big deal, the Rashal. You're telling me the Rashal, the big deal. Taz, a big deal. Yeah, Taz, forget about it, because he's trying to say you should be different today. The Rashal said, if there would be such a case, today there's no Yibum, and he says Zokin, and he says very Zokin. So what's the Shaila that the Rashal has? Any time the man says...
No, because the Chachamim said that because of that, it's a Sufik Megaresh.
But that was only in the case of whether or not...
Well, that's what Hashem said.
Whether there was a Sufik.
A Sufik.
We always have Zachim Adam Shalabafana. What's the... Why should this
thing that they stipulated the case exactly the way it happened in his day. And
the
Chagah
said...
But Chalei Shavalem is a Bemis. It's Bani Yotzin the Gemara, and after you put your head. So therefore, to go against the Gemara, the Seichel is Machayev that today is not the same conditions like in those days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's, you got to be a Rashal to have that koyach, to no one would dare go against the Gemara. A Gemara Mephoreshes, Aloch and Shulchan Aruch Mephoreshes. Bichlal, Aram Shonare, Bichlal, another Shai. You have a lot of time, you have shailas. There are certain halachas that would pass by the Chachamim because of a certain time, but of a certain reason. In the course of time, that reason is not applicable anymore. Does the din change? We maintain that the actual Godel, that even though the time is bottled, you can have a Bezna Godel Memene the Chochme Ben Meminion to undo that that Gzere, that Takon.
This is a very moot point. The question is whether the time is bottled or the thing isn't even here anymore. A lot of times, you didn't have anybody mevatel it. It just, it goes away by itself.
Ask a shayla about my negulim, for example. There is a gzera, that water,
right.
That is not covered.
Not overnight.
Just a few minutes.
Because
today we don't have no question. So we don't abide by this gzera. So no. why don't we need a better government and a chokhmah dominion? Another halacha is, for example, You have this in Rechaim, yeah.
But Yechaber had a shower like this.
Yeah.
A shower of Yisrael. Yechaber had from Anashim Chashuv, I don't know what they what level they're holding on.
That's right.
But they wanted to say like this. They wanted to say that the Ramashas wants a Taina. His had to, at least the way Rav Tema explains it.
It's not
clear in the Sinaitre.
But Chodesh is matter.
Okay, yeah. But whatever.
It's not exactly.
But the way that Rav Tema wants to explain Rav Moshe, whether that's what he held or not, he wants to say that this is Chol of Yisrael. The Chol of Stam today is Chol of Yisrael, because the Anan Sahade, the government's control, that is a din of Chol of Israel. Others say, no, that's not what he meant, that's not really shot.
Not really
but that's what he said.
That's
what he said.
That's ridiculous.
So what?
The Chodesh is
Nasha. Yeah.
And
the Chanam
said, I have another example, and I'll give you a third example.
But I want to ask about this. As I said, Nasha told me that even if it would be that there is not trait, that it's kosher milk because it's non-sahadai, but the Gezeris Chachomim still applies.
That's the second. That's my hope, that you've got to have Chol of Yisrael and it's taken.
But I want to hear what the reason is, why don't you have to?
I'll tell you why.
The time is bottle, you say.
Yeah, I'll tell you why. The Shaila is, by Chol of Yisrael, Moshe, but there's Gevina Sakim and Chol of Akim.
Gevina Sakim is a din for Rabbanan, that doesn't go away.
No, the same thing.
Yeah.
Why? Because they made the gezerah, even though it was because of a certain time, and that time is bottled. Nevertheless, you gotta have a bezin godem and bechachma b'min. My she'enkin b'cholav b'cholav is that there was no gezerah per se like gvina. There was only the chashashis, and if the chashashis is removed because it's a law by a law of the land. The company would lose all the business. They would dare give us Chol Shteinet Meir. So therefore, it's bottled. This is the shiti of the Matira. The Pechodesh is Matir, and the Moshe is followed in Pechodesh, that's all.
There was a dairy in Florida that was clustered in a small amount of fake milk.
If you could show that to me, I would be very happy. Yeah, I've never seen anything but Chassam. It's Shmuas, yes, Shmuas. Never, no one has been able to show me that Chassam ever happened.
Manufacture certain reasons, which is like Dumbleyar, the rest not. So, all right. So, the budget machlek is between Satma and the non-Satma. The machlek is...
From the Satma viewpoint,
Chol of Yisrael was the Asa, the same way as Gevina. The same as Gevina. Chol of
Stam
is the Asa.
Well,
it's an Isa.
That's what
they have. It's an Isa. Even if the time is bottle, nevertheless, the Isa is not bottle.
They hold it
an Isa. This is the Shittas al-Satma. All right, the Shittas al-Satma. Okay. Now, but
where do they get that from? So, wait a minute. The Rebbe says it's okay.
I don't know where they get.
What is the Rebbe quoting as the source that it's not
that,
so?
That's not so. The Prechodish has the Anhelchus Yem Shur Yereday, Anhelchus Cholavatum.
So he says that the Cholav start the Cholav.
It's only Mishnah and Damtam, and when is that time? And Tom, do you have it there? I can't find it.
Well, that's not the Prechodish, that's in short.
That's in short, yeah, that's short. But I think he brings it too. That's about the mind gilu. What about Sorokhan bin Levin? All right. But this is about
Shemen had to be changed.
So the
Shemen wasn't the problem.
That's what the Gemara said. By Shemen, yeah. So the Gemara answered, but it was a Gezer Shemen, a Tzib Yechol Milam. So in other words, the Gezer Lachatchile was not accepted.
Right.
But now the Rebbe is making a distinction between something with a chashash and something with a
tongue. Before that, I want to give you another example. In Shabbat, the beginning of B'mai Yishir Yitzir B'mai Yinigir.
All the various
ornaments. So a woman is not allowed to go around with earrings and all the ornaments. Shameh Shalkar Al-Khaviyah until in Rashi. But today that is not applicable. Today,
but nobody is down on that. That's the name that went away by itself.
There's no official. There was no better government than the Chokhmah to remove it.
Yeah. Why we do it?
So we have to make some distinctions. Agizereh was lechatchile was made specifically mitam chashash. For example, Maim Giluyim. Maim Giluyim, there was chashash that Anochesh drank from it, poison. So it wasn't. Sure, even in those days it wasn't certain that if you leave mine uncovered, that Anochesh will there. It wasn't sure, but out of doubt, they made that corner. So, since it's B'lechatchile, it wasn't so sure, it was only out of doubt. So when that doubt is removed, the Issa automatically is also removed. Masha Enkin, when the Chasson Chachomim made a Gezerah. Not and that at that time when I made the gezeira, it was no doubt.
It was vaday.
For example, Gvina Sachem.
But that was a doubt.
Let's see. Not there wasn't no doubt because Gvina Sachem they all made it. The Kedus in the
Vayim.
It wasn't
also Tzuchtuch
Echolav. That's what Tzuchtuch Echolav. That's another. That's Bachemus. Chemus Akum. Chemus Vada. Since Chalavakim is not. Doesn't congeal, you can't make butter out of it, so why should butter be also? Bam is takemutin, now then the anna machmirin because tzichtzucha cholov and the little
shaks that also should hold the that with Venus, it also can't be mined with Venus, with Venus tomato.
Cholov. But there's oil, the Pashtet of the Gemara is missing, but oil cases.
Can I just ask one question? Let's say the government tomorrow in Congress passed a law that you're not allowed to put rennet in cheese, and it has to be complete, pure vegetarian rennet, right? Say they made a hock, just like the Hall of Israel, that you're not allowed to mix with non-kosher animals. Let's say they made a law. The government made that statute.
You're going to lose a $20 million business.
My question is as follows. Yeah. Would the halakhas of Gvinas Akum apply in that case?
All right. That Gvinas Akum, according to the Ramah, even if the time is bottled, the Easter remains. And it's not so certain about Gvinas Akum, I want you to know. There is a great likelihood that Gvinas Akum is mutter even today also.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. If you take the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav, Lamed Vav, that's where the Mishnah is, and Daf Lamed Vav is about it. You start from Keta Gantza Maise, two Dafim later, there's a Tosha story in the bottom of Ahmed Aleph. The Rabbeinu Tam maintains that it's only the whole Sugya was according to one. The real reason is also Mishum Nechosh. So it has the same din as mine.